Fighting is a serious thing, as you see that, how real things are when you fight. Do you know that there is a spiritual battle that each and every one of us wage every day of our life? As you've seen these guys get beat up here, or getting hit, do you know that spiritually you get hit the same way? You know that every one of us struggle and fight addictions? We fight lust. We fight anger. We fight low self-esteem. We fight depression. Do you know that there's people who are really experiencing pain? Now, these fighters chose to be in this profession. But you know what? I didn't choose to be beat up. I don't choose to be, you know, knocked down. But sometimes I feel like there's an enemy out there and knocking me down. Now, one thing I want to say from the stage. In no way we're promoting physical fighting. We're not going to teach you here how to beat up your friend or your husband or your wife. And people ask us, why are you doing this? You know, when Jesus spoke, when he preached, when he communicated his message, he communicated in parables. He talked about sheep leaving 99 and going to find that one sheep. He talked about fishing. He talked about trees, and he talked about wolves and goats. So Jesus used visual things that people saw to communicate his message. And that's what we're trying to do here today. As a culture, we like to be comfortable. We like seeing fights. We don't want to be in fights. I'm not talking anymore about physical fights. We're just canceling that out right now. We're talking about spiritual fight. We don't want to be. And Bible says our battle is not against flesh and blood. But there is a battle. It's against principalities, evil forces of wickedness. We fight those things every day. They want to submit us. They want to put us in prison. There's people who fight phobias here, different type of fears here. There's people who fighting all kinds of stuff. And those things could be just as hurtful as those guys right there. And if we don't learn to fight back, spiritually speaking, we're going to live in a prison. You know that there are some people who are afraid to leave their house? There's people who live in such fear. Every time they feel like somebody's chasing them, there's people who are not able to go into elevator because they're afraid. There's people who are terrified of airplanes. People are fighting all the time. People are facing enemy all the time. There's two responses psychology tells us to fight. It's either fight or flee. Whenever fear comes upon you, we either flee or we fight. These guys show today how fight is serious business. It's a serious business. All right. Not fighting your enemy, listen to me, will cause us more pain. Not fighting anger will cause you more pain. Not fighting jealousy will cause you more pain. See, we think if only we can just say, you know, I don't want to fight you, enemy, you know, anger. It's going to go away. It's not going to go away. You know, if you had a rattlesnake in your house and you said, well, just get under my bed, you know. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to fight with you right now. Eventually, you or part of somebody in your family would get hurt. Oh. If you had termites in your house and you didn't treat the wood, guess what would happen? Eventually, there would be more damage done than if you did treat it. How many of you know there is a guy who God calls a man after God's own heart, David? How many of you know that this man became successful in a battle? However, one day he got tired of the battle and he just decided to stay home. And I want to read this from the Bible quickly. And this is an interesting story out of 2 Samuel. And it says this, and it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon. But David remained in Jerusalem. Now his army goes out to fight and he stays in Jerusalem. Then it happened, one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman who bathing. All right? And a woman was very beautiful. And many of you know the story. David calls her in and she's married. Notice, instead of fighting a battle, David is confronted with a different battle. A lust battle. And she was married. And he calls her in, and you know what happens? She gets pregnant. David calls her husband, and look at this, guys. Look at this. David calls her husband, and he's an officer in David's army. And he comes in. David gets him drunk, and then says, go sleep with your wife. Trying to act like it's not his baby. Whoa. That's in the Bible. See, Bible talks about strength, and Bible talks about weaknesses. And so this guy named Uriah, he goes and does not enter his house. Can you imagine being a few months in a war, coming back, you got a beautiful wife at home? And this man is such a man of character, Uriah. He says, my soldiers in my battalion are sleeping under the stars in danger. How can I go and sleep, be with my wife in the comfort of my home? So he says, I'm not going to go. So David says, go again. Next day, and Uriah says, I will not go. So David sends him to the battlefield, and he says, put him in the front lines. And you know what that means. And so Uriah gets killed. And because David didn't go and fight, he brought more damage to his life. His daughter gets raped. His son gets mad at his other brother and kills him. David's son of Absalom raises up an army against his father and runs him from Jerusalem. Takes his wife for himself. I mean, it's a mess. Do you read the Bible? It's a mess in there. And Bible says that the sword will never depart from David's house because he refused to fight a battle. Let me give you a spiritual principle. If you want to achieve something great in life, fighting and defeating your enemy will do it for you. Greatness comes from fighting in a battle. Some of you want to be great. Some of you want to do something in life. You want to achieve something in life. Well, greatness comes in a battle. Heroes are made in a battlefield. Life without battle is an illusion. God designed it that way. Most people will not fight. They will live a life running away from their enemy and still be knocked down. You know, I'd rather look my enemy in the face when I fight him instead of running away from him and have him knock me out on my head. Do you know that God is a fighter? You didn't know this. Oh, let me show it to you. Listen to what the Bible says. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. This is talking about God. Let me show you what God is. A Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. You know, God is a fighter, and we are made into his image. Life is a fight. Life is a fight. You know that Christians, we're commanded to imitate our God, our Father. You know, my daughter and my son, they see me. I used to box, and you know, so I still have those moves, you know. And sometimes I just, when I need an exercise, I just... I wouldn't do it for real, but... But they see me do that, and they're like, Dad, come on, put your hands out. And they start punching me because they want to be like their father. All right? And so God, when he looks at us, he wants us to be like him. Because we're created in his image. Oh, you know God is love, right? So we must be love. But now, you know that God is a fighter. And we must become fighters as well. People who don't read the Bible, they think God is only love and he's this sweet old man upstairs, you know, with a deep voice sitting on a cloud. No. God, just as much as he's love, that's how much he's a fighter as well. Do you think God would still have a throne if he was only love? Satan would be sitting on that throne right now. You didn't hear me. If God was not a warrior, Satan would be sitting on his throne. And you don't want him sitting on God's throne. You don't want Satan sitting on God's throne. Thank God, God is on the throne. All right. So God is love, but he is also a warrior. Do you know that David calls God his fighting teacher? In Psalm 144:1, it says this. Listen. David says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who teaches my hands for war and my fingers for battle." So David says, fighting is what made me who I am, a hero that I am today. And one time that I decided not to fight, I lost. Guys, we face temptations at work. We face temptations on the internet. We face temptations in home. You know that there's some people, there's a fight going on in your house today. Do you know if you choose not to fight anger, you will fight your wife with anger. Let me tell you a story. When I got married, I didn't know what happened. I just became so angry. Come on, when I got married, you know how you get married? You get so angry. Somebody said, you don't know what demons you have till you get married. Married people know this. No, I'm telling the truth. And so when I got married, I mean, I would just get angry at my wife. I used to love her so passionately. I would love her to death. But when I got married, I mean, she would just tick me off. Sorry, baby. I love you. And I didn't know what to do. And I would pray and say, God, please take away this thing. Take away my anger, Lord. Or kill somebody. Please take it away. And married people know what I'm talking about. But married people know what I'm talking about. And so I would pray and God wouldn't take it away. You know, guys, never pray and say, God, defeat my enemy for me. Say, God, give me strength so I can defeat my enemy. A lot of people pray and God is not answering. I don't think God is real because he doesn't answer me. If Sweet here, stand up, Sweet. If Sweet wanted to fight me, and I would say, God, please beat him up. Beat him up, God. You know what, God? God wouldn't do it. I would go disappointed. I would be disappointed. But if I said, God, give me the strength. Oh, you better run. All right. So, God is our teacher. He teaches us. Listen to this. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. So David says, thank you, God, for being my teacher, who teaches my hands for war and my fingers for battle. How many of you remember the movie called Karate Kid? Miyagi, and who was that? Danielson. How many of you remember that? Do you remember Mr. Miyagi would teach him by painting, by washing a car? And he's like, hey, what are you doing to me? Why am I washing cars and painting houses? And he was ready to give up. But what he didn't understand, that while he was painting, while he was washing cars, while he was catching those flies or whatever, he was learning a technique that would help him in a battle. A lot of times you ask God, God, why am I going through this? Just know this, God will never give you more than you can handle. So he says, son, I'm just going to teach you how to be in battle so you can be victorious. A lot of depression, a lot of cutting. Listen, a lot of depression happened because we don't fight. You know, there's special joy that comes from victory when you defeat anger. And God said, I'm not going to take away your anger. Why don't you put it away? And so I said, Lord, you got to help me. And every time I would walk from work stressed out, and just a thought would come to me. Just as I walked from my garage to my house, I would say, okay, I'm going to be nice to my wife. I'm going to control my anger. And so as I was controlling it, using self-control, God gave me power. I'm not saying it's 100%, you know. But I know it's 90, 95% under control. And I can say that I don't rely on God. Will He give me victory today or not? I know that He trained me for battle. So I know my victory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Maybe you're fighting today with phobias. I used to be afraid to come to church at night by myself. And I would come, and one time I came here and stayed all night fighting with my fear. I don't know, I just had a fear of church. All right. I came here at 11 at night, and at 7 in the morning, I left. My hair was standing up, I had goosebumps. I always felt like there's this vampire going to show up in the back and... But there wasn't any. I was praying, God, give me victory. Help me. And as I stood there and fought, God gave me victory. Guys, whatever you're fighting with. Guys, maybe you're fighting with porn. Girls, maybe you're fighting with pain and you're cutting yourself. God wants to give you victory. He will teach you how to battle and defeat your enemy. Come on. Amen. Fight is a real deal. Fight is a real thing. It hurts. Last week when we had submission, I went home and I was feeling so much pain. I was like, Lord, this thing is painful. And He says, that's how, if you want to win a battle, that's how painful it's going to be. But I'm not going to give you more than you can handle. Your opponent is going to be in your weight class and you can't conquer it. People, let me tell you this. Whatever you're dealing with, if you just don't give up, you will conquer it. If you don't fight anger, you will fight your wife with anger and it will make a divorce in your family. Or you can choose to fight anger. Get angry at anger. You see what I mean? And it will bring you closer. Girls, if you don't fight jealousy, it'll just ruin a lot of your relationships, good relationships. But if you do fight it, it's going to bring people closer to you. If you have pride, fight it. Otherwise, it's going to make you a loser, because Bible says God is going to resist you when you're proud. I want you to take a moment and think about it. Am I winning a battle in my life? If you're not winning it, I want to pray with you, because God wants to give you power. Guys, He's going to give you power over pornography. He's going to give you power over gambling, lust. He's going to give you power. That's why we need Him in our life. You either fight your enemy or He'll put you in prison of your own self. And He will ruin your life. Jesus said this, I have come to give you life and give it to the fullest. That's John 10:10. He wants to give you life to the fullest, guys.